让生命不再叹息。
Tonight, the topic of our sermon would be Let Life Sigh No More.
问大家有一个问题。
I ask everyone a question.
啊，有没有试过忙碌的一天之后，带着疲惫的身体坐在沙发或者躺在床上？
Have you tried after a long day of work, you just lie down on your couch and rest?
身体累到不行。
You are tired to the end.
还有很多事情还没做。
There are so many things that you haven't done yet.
或者很多问题解决不了。
You cannot yet solve all your problems.
你坐在沙发或者躺在床上。
You are sitting on your couch or lying on the bed.
什么都不想讲。
You don't like to speak any words.
但是就只有叹气。
But you just wish to sigh.
唉。大家没有经历过这种叹气。
Have you experienced such a sigh?
或者看到你的先生、你的太太、你的孩子也在叹气。
Have you heard your husband, your wife, or your children sighing?
叹气是一种语言。
Sighing is a language.
但是不需要翻译。
But it doesn't need interpretation.
你知道它代表什么。
You already know what it means.
但是你也很难形容它是什么。
But it's hard for you to describe what it is.
啊，叹气，原文这个字就是一种很低音声音，一种呻吟，或者是很轻轻的一种呼吸。
The original meaning of the word sighing is the low and gentle whisper.
好像一口气。
Like a breath.
但是你把它拖长一点。
Yet you prolong it.
啊，但是虽然好像很轻的一口气。
Even though it seemed like a gentle breath.
但是却承载着生命无比的重。
But yet it carries with it such a heavy weight of life.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
人的一生就好像一口叹气。
A man's life is like a breath.
我们看诗篇的第九十篇。
Let us refer to Psalm 90.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇的第九十篇第九节。
Psalms 90, verse 9.
我们一起大声的读。
Let's read loudly.
九十篇的第九节。
Psalm 90, verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。3500年前，圣经里面有一个有名的人物叫做摩西。
3500 years ago, there was a very famous person in the Bible called Moses.
这个人的一生啊，活了很久，也经历了很多。
This man has accomplished many things and experienced many things.
但是他怎么来形容人生呢？
So how did he describe his life?
唉。就是这样啊。
A sighing sound of heart.
人的一生就好像一声的叹息。
Because all the days of a man is likened to a years of sighing.
诶，奇怪，神创造人类的时候，不是一切都是很美好的吗？
Isn't it strange that when God created the humankind, wasn't everything perfect?
为什么会有那么多的叹息呢？
Why would people sigh a lot?
这个是我们今天要探讨的一个主题。
This is the topic that we'd like to explore today.
但是生命的叹息也是有它的原因的。
The sighing of life carries with it some reason.
要有什么原因呢？
What are the reasons?
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节，我们大声的读，一二三。
Let's read together.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可以到八十岁，但其中所经过的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。生命为什么充满了叹息？
Why are our lives filled with sighing?
啊，它至少有三个原因呢。
At least there are three reasons.
第一个原因就是因为人生很短暂。
The first one is to sigh that our lives are very short.
一下就过了。
Time flies by very quickly.
所以就觉得说，啊，唉，这样就过了，那么快。
You realize how come time flies so fast?
这里说一生的年日大概平均70到80岁。
Here it says the days of our life, they contain 70 years or 80 years.
这段话是摩西在3500年前所写的。
This is written by Moses in 3500 years ago.
虽然在3000多年当中，人类的科技跟医学发达了很多。
Even though there's a lot of advancement in medical technology and everything else through in humankind.
但是很奇怪一件事。
But the funny thing is,
人类的平均寿命没有太大的改变。
There's not a great change in the average age of human beings.
正常来说，大概就70-80岁。
Normally speaking, people live to 70 or 80 years old.
当然，这种统计学来说，大部分人都是在这个中间的部分。
Of course, this is done through statistics. Everyone is in the median range.
当然，有人活90、100。
Sometimes people live to 90 or 100.
也有很年轻的就离世的。
There are people who left the earth at a very young age.
但是平均大概就在70到80中间左右。
But on average, people's lifespan is about 70 to 80 years old.
对在座的年轻人、小孩子来说，哇，七老八十好久，还有很久，我还有很久的没有变那么老人。
To all the children and the young people seated among us here, you may think that 70 or 80 years old is such a far away horizon.
但是对大部分的人来说啊，问你啊。
But for everyone, let me ask you.
70年、80年有很久吗？
Is 70 or 80 years a long time?
70年呢，大概都是3600个周末。
70 years is but 3,600 weekends.
啊，那就过了。
Then it passed away.
80年的话呢，大概4,100多周也过了。
For 80 years, then it will be about 4,100 weekends.
一周过得很快啊，你用一周来想。
One week passes by quickly.
哇，一生就是几千周而已啊。So
it means that our life is made up of many weeks.
有时候你想，时间怎么过得那么快？
Sometimes you may wonder why has time fly past so quickly.
不单是老人家觉得过得快。
Not only that the aged people felt that time has passed quickly.
有时候我跟那些小朋友、年轻人讲话，他们说：“哎呀，时间也过得好快啊。”
Sometimes I even talk to the young people and the children. They think that time flies quickly.
怎么？我一下子就要准备考大学了。
How come I have to prepare for college?
我希望我还在小学，很轻松。
I hope I'm still in my elementary age. Everything's so fun.
那你问成人大人呢？
When you ask the adults,
哎，真的时间啊，有时候过得很快。
It's true that time passes by quickly.
有时候你想想，我来美国多久了？怎么就从新移民变老华侨了？
So sometimes you count how long have I been in the United States? I used to be a new immigrant, and now I'm an old resident.
我记得我移民加拿大的时候才18岁。
I remembered I was 18 years old when I moved to Canada.
哇，那时候很年轻啊。
At that time, I was very young.
当然现在还是很年轻。
Of course, I'm still young today.
年不年轻是相对的嘛。
Whether I'm young or not, it's comparable.
但是有时候也觉得自己不怎么年轻啊。
But sometimes I feel that I'm not that young anymore.
因为我去药房、药局买东西。Because
when I went to the pharmacy to buy some drugs.
有好几次，我去了之后心中就很难过了。There
are many times that I went there and I become so sad.
因为那个店员就一直问我，你要不要 senior discount?
Because the store manager would ask me, do you want some senior discount?
要不要老人折扣？
Discounts offered only for the aged.
还不止一次，问了我好多次。
They asked me many times.
他好心啊，主动的问我，怕我老人拿不到结果。
They're kind-hearted. They want to offer me this discount. They're afraid that I do not get this benefit.
我心里想，真的有那么快吗？
So in my heart, I was thinking, am I that old already?
回家照照镜子，真的都头顶这一块好像头发越来越少了。
I go home, look at myself in the mirror, and realize that the hair on my head, this particular part, I think is thinning.
一直要从后面把它拨到前面，可以盖一下。I
try to cover it from the back hair.
然后呢，头发也慢慢白了。Then
I realize that my hair become white.
现在要戴渐进的眼镜了。Now
I have to wear some glasses, reading glasses.
现在站久了、坐久了，还有那个膝盖也会酸了。When
I stand too long or sit too long, my knees would start to hurt.
不久之前我不是很年轻吗？
Not long ago, wasn't I very young?
但是跟以前也不一样。It's
true that I'm different from in the past.
在座的老前辈们。So
for the elderly members,
或者是我们中年人，or
the middle-aged people.
你回想你第一天上幼稚园的感觉。Remember
the first day when you enter into your kindergarten class.
回想你第一份工作的时候，or
when you embark on your first job.
回想你在小时候那条河里面玩，爬那棵家里后面那棵树。
Or when you play under the tree at your backyard, or go to that river to play some water.
不是好像在昨天吗？
Doesn't it all feel like it was yesterday?
怎么那么快？
How come time flies by so fast?
有时候就，唉，时不与我。
Sometimes you sigh and say, the time is not on my side.
第二个原因为什么会叹气啊？
So this is the first reason why a person would sigh.
第二个原因，
Second reason，
第10节中间呢讲了，
In the middle of verse 10，
人的一辈子啊，还有劳苦跟愁烦。
There is trouble and tragedy in a person's life.
劳苦愁烦，这可以把所有工作的类型啊分成两类。
From this all trouble and tragedy, it defines every person's work into two categories.
大部分的工作就是这两类了。Most
jobs are categorized into these two parts.
第一种人是以手做的，是用劳力来换取食物或者金钱。The
first type of job is you exchange your food from your labor.
比如说农夫啊。
For example, the farmers.
哦，或者是工厂的人，在流水线工作的人啊。
Or people who are working in the factories.
啊，修理东西的人啊。
Or the mechanics.
啊，搬重东西的人啊。
Or the people who lift heavy weights.
哎，他一定要用体力劳力去换工金钱。
They use all their strength in order to labor and in exchange of money.
每天回到家都是全身流汗，然后衣服都弄脏了。
Every day when they return home from work, they are all full of sweat and their whole clothes are soiled.
为了工作，你一定要付出劳力。
In order to work, they have to put in effort and strength.
那第二种工作呢，就是劳心的工作。
The second type of work is you work difficult from the heart.
爸爸告诉你，不想耕田你就去读书。
Your father will tell you, if you don't want to till the ground, then you have to study.
哇，那拼死命去读书啊，考功名啊。
So you put in so much effort to study.
好了。大学毕业了，硕士毕业了啊，那找到很好的工作。
So you graduate with undergrad degree, graduate degree, and you end up in a very good job.
穿着西装上班了。
You wear a suit to work.
那是那种压力啊，不是在身体的肌肉，是在心灵的煎熬。
But the strength is not established on your physical muscles, yet they are in your heart.
老板也压力，要你给你业绩。
The boss asks you to meet your quotas.
同事里面勾心斗角。
Among the colleagues, they are trying to trick you and plot against you.
有办公室就有政治。
Wherever there's a workplace, there is politics.
有人就有斗争。
Wherever there's people, then there are strife.
哇，这个又有这个外边的压力。
There are these pressures from the external.
哇。那回到家了，看到太太也压力也很大。
When you go home, you see your wife, then the stress comes even more.
哇，看到孩子要陪他写功课，哇，一个吐血。
You see your kids and you want to accompany them to do their homework, you almost vomit blood.
躺在床上了，也想说明天的 presentation, 明天的这个客户要怎么解决他。
On your bed, even when you're lying down, you're thinking about how is your presentation going to go tomorrow to win your clients.
现在更糟糕，现在我们谢谢 AI, 所以大家的白领工作很快就没有了。
Nowadays, it's even worse, your white collar jobs are going to be taken away by AI.
我们羡慕说，哎呀，赶紧找一个水喉工啊，电工啊，叫孩子赶快去做那个了。
You quickly admire those people who are plumbers and electricians, and you ask your children to do all those trade skills.
曾经有一个广告。
Once there was this commercial.
在公园里面有两个板凳。
In the park, there are two benches.
一个呢是一个穿着西装，像我今天这样子哈，那个白领呢去那边吃午餐。
There was one person who is a white collar just and with a suit just like what I'm wearing today is eating his lunch.
另外一个板凳呢就坐这个蓝领的，穿的蓝工作衣服，脏脏的，但是全身汗的，也在吃三明治。
On the other bench, he seated another person with a blue collar with a himself full of sweat eating his own lunch.
那个穿西装的看看那个蓝领。
The person with the suit was looking at the person with the blue collar.
你看人家多好。
See how good they are.
钱虽然赚少一点。
Even though they earn less money than me.
但是不用烦恼啊。
But they are without pressure.
没有业绩的压力啊。
They are not under pressure of quotas.
以后我有机会应该当蓝领，但是太老了，没办法。
In the future, I should turn to become such a person.
我羡慕他的工作啊。
I admire such a job.
那个蓝领是。吃三明治也看旁边那个白领。
That person with the blue collar is also looking admiringly at the person in the white collar.
你看，人家就是有读书。
See, people study hard.
穿西装上班。
They go to work with a suit.
他打电脑又一天。
All they do is clicking on a keyboard.
不容我日晒雨淋。
They are not like me, working under the sun and under the rain.
人家多好。
How good are their jobs?
他们心里面都在羡慕对方。
In their hearts, they admire.Each other.
也许这就是人生的写照啊。
Perhaps this is the symptoms of life.
你做什么到最后就厌什么。
Whatever you do, in the end, you're sick of it.
就像你说，有人说我的 dream job, 我的梦想工作就是开飞机啊。
Some people may say, oh, my dream job is to drive an airplane.
你天天开到最后也是想赶快退休。
If you drive an airplane every single day, then you would wish to retire.
可以多些时间在家里，太累了。
You would wish to spend more time at home because you are sick of your job.
因为真的，圣经说，人的一生，无论做哪一行，就是劳苦愁烦。
Because all the days of our life are filled with toil and labor in whatever industry we're in.
累的时候当然就叹气啊，唉，这样。
When we're tired, naturally we will sigh.
对啊，所以一叹气就舒服很多了。
Once you sigh, then you will receive comfort.
但是叹气也没有办法解决你明天的问题。
Yet sighing cannot solve your problems of tomorrow.
度假一个星期了，还要等一下，哇，难得一个星期、两个星期，又想说， 啊，又要回去了。
After vacationing for 1 or 2 weeks, then you sigh because the next day you need to go back to work.
哎呀，没关系，等我撑一下，我就退休了。
It's okay. I will still restrain myself, and then in a while I will retire.
恍惚退休了，就一切美好，没有叹气。
As if that a retirement life will not cause you to sigh.
但是我们看第三个方面，人为什么会叹气
？But let's see the third aspect. Why would a human being sigh?
第十节最后讲说，要转眼成空。
Because in verse 10, it says, and we. It all becomes empty, we disappear.
Empty, 就是空，就是没有意思。
It all becomes empty, meaning, it all has no meaning.
就是得不到满足。
You are not satisfied.
诶，奇怪，你那么努力赚钱养家，累积财富，增加你的享受，为什么会去空呢？
Isn't it strange? You put in all your labor to maintain your family, and you feed your family, and then in the end, why would you feel emptiness?
圣经告诉我们了。
In the Bible tells us.
人的心里面没有办法被物质来填满的。
That a person's heart cannot be filled by the abundance of things.
我们看传道书的第二章。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
传道书二章的十节
，Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10，
一起读
，Let's read together。
有三，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因我的心为我一切劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌得来的份。这里本来是说，传道者说我努力得来的，我眼所要的，我得到的，我应该是很快乐。
Here the preacher says he did not restrain himself or his heart or his eyes from anything that he desired.
因为人类的追求就是要得到嘛，你不得到哪会有快乐
？He should be pleased because a human's wish is to obtain. Without obtaining, how can you be satisfied?
没有钱就应该拿到钱，就会快乐。
Without money, you should obtain money, then you can be happy.
有钱就有享受，就会快乐。
With money, then you can enjoy and you'll be happy.
有地位，人家尊重你，你就会很快乐。
With status, people will respect you, and then you will be happy.
哎，这个不是人类的追求的目标吗
？Aren't these the goals of a human?
结果呢，又叹气了。第十一节又叹气又来了。
In the end, what happened? In verse 11, you are sighing again.
我们读十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
一二三。后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是仆风，在日光之下毫无益处。这句话如果是一个 homeless 讲的啊，如果是一个失败者讲，人生的输家讲的啊，人生没意思，人家输空，你一定觉得啊，可以理解。
You can understand it if these words are spoken by a loser in life or a homeless person.
但是如果这句话是世界首富讲的呢
？But if these words are said by the most successful billionaire in the world，
那就很难了解了。
Then it's hard for you to consider。
有钱有地位有享受，怎么还是会不满足
？You have wealth, you have status, you have enjoyment. How can you not be satisfied？
他就是叹气了。这位传道者曾经是全世界最富有的人。
This preacher was sighing, but this person was once the most wealthy person on earth.
他也是常常叹气啊，你只是看不到他叹气的时候而已。
He often sighs all the time. It's just that you couldn't see him sighing.
他是比较诚实，有写出来，不然的话我们也不知道原来那么有钱、那么成功的人也常常叹气。
He's just being honest that he wrote it out, but without writing it out, you will not know that such a wealthy person can sigh.
不满足啊。
A person is not satisfied.
就感觉很恐怖哦。
This is such a terrible thought.
当你以为得到名利富贵享受能够满足你的时候
，When you think you have acquired all fame, wealth, and status, then
却心中觉得很空。
You will realize there's emptiness in your heart.
这种感觉是很害怕的。
This is such a terrible feeling.
那不单只是古代有这种现象。
Not only in the ancient times do they feel this way.
现代也一样有这种现象。
In this generation, people feel like this.
只是我们大部分的人还在努力奋斗，很多东西我们得不到。
Most of the people are still working hard to attain something that we cannot attain.
但是有了一切还是不满足。
But even if we have everything, we are hardly satisfied.
这个很可能进到下一步，就是心情会极度的忧闷忧郁。
This we then enter into the next stage, which we experience depression in our hearts.
如果你是一个有思想的人。
If you really have put in deep thoughts.
这也是解释为什么有一些人到退休之后忧郁症就找上门了。
This is also the reason why some people have maintained themselves to the point of retirement and then depression knocked on their door.
很多人期盼着退休。
Many people look forward to their retirement.
但是退休之后也不晓得为什么活着。
But after retirement, you realize that you are living for nothing.
生活没有重心,
you have no goal in your life.
然后身体也越来越老化,
you are also getting older in your physical health.
身体没有真的是长什么病,
even though you don't degrade in your physical health, you are already feeling depression in your heart.
有一些的成功的商人，有一些的是拥有一切的人，但是突然间他也得了忧郁症。
There are also some wealthy businessmen who have attained everything and yet they suffer from depression.
我们姐妹们可能比较认识一个牌子啊，通过一个时装的牌子叫 Kate Spade
啊。Maybe the sisters will know of this brand, more familiar with this brand called Kate Spade.
有没有？姐妹们应该都知道 Kate Spade 这个牌子。
Well, sisters would know this brand, right?
没有一些豪华品牌那么贵，但是也是一个很有名的牌子。
It is not as expensive as those luxury brands, but it is also quite expensive.
很好看，衣服也好看，包包也好看。
It looks good both in their handbags or in their apparels.
创造这个品牌的这个小姐就是这个名字。
This lady who, this girl who created this brand.
经过年轻的时候的奋斗，她本来是个设计师。
Through her designer work in her young days, she had made this name.
拿到自己的品牌。
Then it became a luxury brand.
然后推广全世界。
Then he advertised through the whole world.
当他事业已经起飞的时候,
when her career had taken flight,
她本身也有一个很美好的家庭,
she herself had a beautiful family.
但是有一天竟然人家发觉她在自己纽约曼哈顿的豪华公寓里面自杀了。
But one day people found out that she had committed suicide in her luxurious apartment in Manhattan.
怎么成功的人怎么会自杀？
How can such a successful person commit suicide? Of course, there are many reasons.
人家归咎成忧郁症。
Many things led to the factor of depression.
但是忧郁症其中一个来源。
But depression is also one of them.
就是心中极度的空虚。
That the severe emptiness a person feels in their heart.
觉得人生没有意义。
He realized that there's no meaning in life.
我得到一切都没有意义, 那我为什么还要活下去?
Even if I have attained everything, there's no meaning in life, then why would I continue to survive?
当然这个是不对的想法。
Of course, this is a wrong thought.
但是因为没有认识真理，没有认识神，所以就觉得没意义。
Without understanding the truth and not coming to know God, you will realize that there's no meaning in life.
像我们昨天讲的。
Just as we've spoken yesterday.
生命的源头是神。
The source of all life is God.
你没有跟神连接，没有被神充满，你就没有真找到真正的意义。
If you're not connected to God and you're not truly filled with God, then you have not found the true meaning of life.
好，那我们来讲第二个部分。
Let's talk about the second part.
生命既然会叹息，但是为什么生命会有这样的叹息？
Why would a life be sighing?
我们看回来诗篇第90篇。
Let's come back to Psalm 90.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇90篇的第七节
Psalms 90 verse 7
90篇第七节
90 verse 7
我们一起读
Read together
一二三 我们因你的怒气而消灭 因你的愤怒而惊慌 第八节
Verse 8
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前 因我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中 原来生命的叹息的来源 这是我们的罪孽，我们的隐恶。
It turned out that the reason for our emptiness in life comes from our sins, and we have come under God's wrath.
这个是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very important principle.
因为神创造地球、创造人的时候，是一切是美好的，没有叹息这件事情。
When God created the earth and humankind, there is no such thing as sighing because everything was good.
我们需要呼吸，但是呼吸不需要有那么重的重量。 不用这样，这样吗？
We need to breathe, it's true, but we don't need to breathe heavily like that.
要么就轻轻的呼吸就好了，干嘛要叹气？
You can breathe lightly, why would you need to sigh?
那这个重担是从哪里来的？
So where does this burden come from?
是从罪而来的。
It's from sin.
那讲到这里，很多人就觉得说什么罪？你们基督教最喜欢就是说我们是罪人。
When we talk about sins, then you will think that all Christians like to talk about sins, pointing finger that we are all sinners.
开口闭口都说我们是罪人。
When you open up your mouth, you say that we are sinners.
我每年缴税，每年 pay tax.
Oh, I pay my taxes yearly.
我也没有坐过监牢。
I have not been imprisoned.
我是一个守法的公民，怎么说我是罪人？
I'm a law-abiding citizen. Why would you say I'm a sinner?
没有错啊，从美国的法律，你可能是一个守法的公民，不是一个所谓的 criminal。
It's true. Under the laws of the United States, you may be considered as a law-abiding citizen and not a criminal.
但是 criminal 跟 sinner 这两个字其实是不一样的。
But a criminal and a sinner are defined in different terms.
我们不是个罪犯, 这是因为我们没有触犯美国的法律。
The fact that we're not a criminal is because we have not gone against the law of the United States.
但也许有时候我们偷偷触犯, 就是没有被抓到而已。
But sometimes we offend the law and we're just not caught.
你报税不诚实, 这个算不算?
If you're not honest in doing your taxes, then does it count?
你报大理的收入为了拿福利, 这个算不算?
If you expand your income and you get some benefits, does it count?
你把它钱收起来, 然后就去申请福利, 这个算不算?
Or if you keep your money aside and then you ask for benefits.
我们超速很厉害, 没有被警察抓, 这个算不算?
When we speed and go over the speed limit and we're not caught by the police, does it count?
我们从自己的国家坐飞机回来, 很多东西没有报, 什么猪肉干啊, 什么肉松啊, 什么水果啊, 那个算不算?
When we come from our home country and we bring in our luggages, many things and we do not declare, such as those dried meat and dried goods.
我们不要假装自己那么生人啊, 我们只是都大罪是没有犯, 没有被抓, 但是小小的这些, 所谓的触犯法律,
Let us not act to be a sinless man, even though we have not committed big crimes, but we also offend little things against the law. Sometimes we're just walking on the boundary of the law. We're not perfect.
好,但是我们不是一个罪犯,
All right, we're not criminals, we're not in jail before.
但是是不是个sinner呢? 是不是个罪人呢?
So whether we are a sinner or not,
这个就另外一个问题了。
It's another thing.
所谓的罪, 圣经的原文的意思是什么?
What is the definition of sin in the Bible?
就是那个箭没有射到那个红心, 没有达到那个中心, 这个字的意思就是, 罪的意思就是这样, 没有达标。
The meaning of sin is that your arrow, the pointed head of your arrow does not strike the bull's eye.
哎,这个就是罪。
You are not up to target, and this is sin.
不是你没有做坏事, 就是没罪。
You are not sinless just because you do not do evil things.
而是你没有达到神要你达的标准, 这个就是罪。
But it is the fact that you have not reached the standard of God.
这是意思说神, 造人他给人一套生活的标准, 你要按着这个去做呢。
So when God created man, he wanted man to be bound by this particular standard.
只有你没有达到这个标准,
you have not met your standards.
诶, 你就达不到神要你的要求啊。
So you cannot fulfill God's requirements.
这个就是罪了。
This is called sin.
那当神创造人类的时候, 只有给他一个很简单的, 诫命要守, 一个很简单的标准。
When God created man, he only gave one simple standard for him to meet.
我们看创世纪的第二章,
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 2.
那16节,
Verse 16.
二章的16节,
Chapter 2, verse 16.
记读,
verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样院子的果子，你可以随意吃。”十七节，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。啊，这里神只给亚当夏娃一条命令。
Here God gave Adam and Eve one simple command.
神的标准很简单。
The standard of God is so simple.
你要吃的什么都给你吃。
Whatever you want to eat, you can eat.
但是有一个界限, 有一个 boundary.
But there is a boundary that is created.
这个界限很重要。
This boundary is very important.
这个证明告诉人说, 这是你是我做的, 你必须要听我。
This proves to mankind that you are created by me, you have to follow my words.
你不要问为什么, 因为我有主权在你身上, 我讲的你就要听。
Don't ask why, because I have sovereignty over you, whatever I say, you have to follow.
你什么都可以吃, 但是有一棵树, 你不可以吃。
You can eat from every tree in the field, except from one.
这一棵树, 这是分别神跟人的界限在哪里?
This tree will drive the boundary, the difference between God and man.
也是告诉人, 你有欲望, 我会满足你, 但是你要控制你的欲望。
It tells humankind that you have desire, it's true, I will fulfill it, but you have to restrain your own desires.
你的欲望不可以越过真理的界限, 神的吩咐。
Your desires cannot overstep outside of the boundary of the truth and God's commands.
不然的话, 你会失去你的生命。
Otherwise, you will lose your life.
所谓的说呢, 你吃的日子必定死啊。
Because on the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die.
那时候死亡还不存在, 很难了解什么叫死亡。
At that time, there's no such thing as death. How would a person know how to die?
但所谓的死亡就是 失去生命了, 没有生命了。
But the way to die is to lose life.
啊, 你一面对这个失去生命,
When you lose your life,
哦, 你这个害怕, 你这个愁烦, 你这个重担就来了。
This fear, this burden, and this stress from life.
所以我们可以说在这一节之前, 人是没有叹气的。 神创造好亚当之后, 没有叹气这回事的。
So we can infer that before this verse, there's no such thing as sighing when God created that Adam and Eve.
你很开心的时候你会叹气吗? 你会呵呵呵整天这样吗?
Will you sigh all the time whenever you're happy?
你很喜乐的时候你就会唱歌,怎么会叹气啊?
When you're happy, you would sing. How would you sigh?
你会吹口哨,口哨啊。
You will start to whistle.
你不会叹气的。
You will not sigh.
叹气就是因为你跟神的关系已经断了。
By sighing, it proves that your relationship with God is cracking.
一旦一断了，你就有压力，有重担了。
Once it's cut off, then you will feel this pressure, this stress.
好，神没有解释太多。But
God did not explain too much.
但是后来的事情发生，我们都知道了。
But later on, whatever happened, we know it.
亚当夏娃就做了神告诉他不可以做的事情。Adam
and Eve had committed something that God had forbidden them what to do.
从此之后，人的一生就是劳苦重担。From
that time on, a human life is filled with labor and toil.
工作也叹气。You
sigh in your work.
亚当工作耕田很辛苦啊，因为跟那个田的不合作啊，你这耕种，你要种个好东西，这个杂草长一百倍。
Adam was sighing all the time because he tilled the ground and he wanted to plant some good seeds, but nothing good came out of it because of the weeds.
回到家也很累啊。
When he returned home, he was also very tired.
有时候看到太太也很累啊。
Sometimes you see your wife, you will also become tired.
我想当初的亚当一定每天看到他太太都念他。
I think that Adam at that time, whenever I saw Eve, he would be,
一定会念他的。
He would be expressing.
都是你。
It's because of you.
耕田那么累，就是你。
See, I have to till the ground and labor so much because of you.
太太也会念他，你自己不会决定啊。
And the wife
will answer back.
You cannot decide on yourself. I ask you to eat the fruit.
我生孩子也很累啊。
I also have a lot of pain in childbirth.
我怀孕也很辛苦啊。
I have to spend a lot of time in pregnancy.
很痛啊。
It's painful.
没有办法了，罪已经来了。
But you cannot do anything about it because sin has already arrived.
所以罪进来，人就有这种叹息、劳苦在里面呢。When
sin has arrived, a man's life is filled with labor and toil.
从那个时候开始，人的一生就跟叹息就离不开关系。From
that time on, a human's life cannot be separated from sighing.
那你可能说了，我又不是亚当，我也没有犯罪，为什么我今天还是要叹息？Then
you may say, I'm not Adam, I have not sinned. Why would I sigh today?
我知道你们说圣经说亚当犯罪，但是我 没有吃那个善恶果啊。I
know that the Adam is described in your Bible says that he had sinned, but I have not eaten from the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil.
好，我们看圣经诗篇51篇。Let's
refer to Psalms 51.
诗篇51篇的第五节。Psalms
51 verse 5.
诗篇51篇第五节。Psalms
51 verse 5.
一起读。Let's
read together.
一二三。 我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。 哇，这一节极其重要的经节。This
is such an important verse.
这里告诉我们什么时候人有罪了。It
tells us when exactly would a human being have sinned.
在你没有犯罪之前，你就有罪。Before
you have committed any sin, you are with sin already.
你说我没有犯罪，我怎么有罪？You
say I do not commit any acts of sin. Why would sin be with me?
只要你是身为亚当的后裔，就是亚人的后裔。As
long as you are the descendant of mankind, descendant of Adam.
你妈妈怀你胎的时候，你在妈妈肚子里面啊，已经有罪了。When
you were still in your mother's womb, you are with sin already.
你说我没有做坏事，怎么有罪？You
say I have not committed any acts of sin.
这个是亚当子孙，只要是人，罪就是一代传一代。This
is the descendants of Adam. As long as you are called a man, then this sin is passed down from one generation to the other.
死亡透过罪进到世界。Death
has entered into the world through sin.
这个罪就自然透过人的结合，好像 DNA 一样。 不单只是把我们的身体的象征传到下一代，罪也是一直传到下一代。Sin
has been passed down through the communion of man, just like DNA in the genes. It has been passed down through the generations.
这个解释为什么小孩子小时候很可爱。This
explains why a little child is so cute.
但是长大就不可爱。But
as soon as they grow up, they are no longer cute.
什么时候很可爱？When
are they cute?
还没讲话的时候最可爱。Before
they begin to talk, they're the cutest.
因为不会讲话，不会顶嘴。They
will not talk back to you.
不会说谎。
They cannot lie.
一会讲话的，开始讲一些有的没的，或者是说谎啦，或者是说大话啦，或者是一些不好的话啦。Once
they begin to talk, then they start talking back to you, lying or bragging.
不会走路的时候很可爱。Before
they can walk, they are very cute.
到处跑了，到处捣蛋了。
They can run around.
也是没有那么可爱。
It's they're not cute.
有时候我看到一些小孩子很想抓起来打一顿。
Sometimes you see some children.
真的有一些，不是每一个，你不是讲你们，我们不晓得，我不晓得你们。
You really feel like you want to catch them and then beat them up. I'm not talking about every single child.
有一些去到一些地方，看到小孩子真的很野，很欢呐。
Sometimes you see you go to certain places, you see some children. They're so wild.
真的想抓起来就给他啪啪一下。
You really feel like you want to catch them and then you just give them.
甚至还人家父母都不打，你不可以打人家。
But the parents have not beaten them. How can you beat them?
人呢？你没有教他，你没有教他说你要说谎哦。
Human beings don't need to be taught to be to say lies.
你不要，你不用教他说你要任性一点哦。
People don't need to teach you how to become more stubborn.
不用说他，你要骗人哦，你必要的时候也需要骗人哦。
You don't need to teach people to deceive others.
这个罪性就好像野草一样。
This sin is like the weeds and the wild.
请问你需要种野草吗？
Do you need to grow weeds?
你只要什么都不做。 你的后院就充满野草。
As long as you don't need to do anything to your backyard, it will be filled with weeds.
你种一个好的，可能跑出来十个不好的。
Once you plant something good, then 10 bad things will appear.
你不用去故意去培养那个不好的，它就出来了。
You don't need to specifically cultivate that which is bad. It will come out by itself.
这就是罪性在人的心里。
This is a life full of sin.
第二，当我们慢慢长大之后，
Secondly, as we grow older,
我们也开始违背神的话语。
We begin to offend God.
神的标准，我们刚了，就说了罪，就是你这个箭没有射到红心，没有达到神的标准。
Just now we have said that sin is defined as your arrow is not pointed directly to the bull's eye, which is the standard of God.
那中间那个红心是什么？
What is the middle core in the red?
神的诫命。
That is the commandment of God.
圣经有一大本，但是最核心的就是神的十条诫命。
The Bible is so thick, but the core of it is the Ten Commandments.
没有错，你没有做坏事。
It's true that you have not committed any evil acts.
这是十诫第一诫，当拜独一神。
But the first commandment is thou shall worship the one true God.
你没有全心全意去拜独一真神，跟他连接，你就是犯罪了。
It is a sin when you do not connect yourself and worship the Lord God with all your heart.
当然还有很多。
Of course, there are so many things.
比如说，十诫里面有讲，你不可以说谎，不可以骗人。
For example, one of the things in the Ten Commandments is that you cannot speak lies or deceive others.
好了，我们想想。
Let's think about it.
我们在座问一个问题，在座有没有朋友们是从来？ 从出生会讲话到现在，没有说过一个谎的。
To all our friends, let me pose this question. Have you?
有没有？有的话，让我认识一下。
Since the day of your born,
表扬一下。
Since the day that you are born, you have never spoken a single lie. Please raise your hand.
有没有？
If there is such a person, I'd like to know you more.
有的话，不用信主，马上可以得救。
If there's such a person, you don't need to believe in the Lord. Immediately, you will be
saved. 有没有？
Is there such a person?
没有啊。
No, right?
我也不敢举手。
I'm not going to raise my hand too.
因为如果我们举了手，就马上多说了一个谎。
Because the moment we raise our hand, it is a lie.
哇，我怎么可能你出生到现在没说过谎？
How is it possible that since the day of your birth, you have never spoken a lie?
还有十诫说不可以犯奸淫。
And then one of the Ten Commandments said you cannot commit adultery.
没有错，我们可能真的是没有犯过奸淫。
It is true that we have not committed adultery.
但是主耶稣说啊，你看见妇女动了淫念，也是一个罪啊，也等于犯奸淫，因为你要看。 开始了，你心中已经开始往这个方向。
Lord Jesus said that the moment you have adulterous thoughts in your mind as you see a girl, then you have committed this in your heart.
Lustful
thoughts.
现在我们不用看外面女生了，现在看手机就有了。
Nowadays you don't need to look at a female outside. You just look at your cell phone.
你看到人家盯着人家会骂你。
When you see others intently, then they will scold you.
在这里偷偷看手机，看得盯到流口水，人家也不知道。
Then you can secretly and drool when you look at your cell phone. People would not know.
这个都是犯罪，在神眼中，这个都是犯罪。
In the eyes of God, this is sinning.
所以谁敢说我不是个罪人？
So who can proclaim that they're not a sinner?
因为我们有越过界限的欲望。
Because we have the desire to cross over the boundary.
我们就想吃禁果。
We want to eat the forbidden fruit.
当然，今天禁果是以不同的方式来出现。Nowadays,
the forbidden fruit comes in different forms.
不该是你的人，不该是你的物，不该是你的钱。
Those things that are not yours, not your man, not your spouse, not your money.
不是属于你的荣耀，你的虚荣。
The glory that does not belong to you, these are vain glory.
你追求那一些。
You pursue after these things.
你把神掉到后面去了。
You put God behind.
也是你叹息的来源了。
These will become the source of your sighing.
所以第三点，我们来讲了，怎样可以 不再有生命的叹息。
So the third point is how then can we not sigh in our lives?
这个是很重要的。
And this is the most important one.
圣经已经给我们这条路。
The Bible already prescribed this way.
你可以好好呼吸，但是不用叹息。
You can breathe normally, but you don't need to sigh.
首先，我们要了解人生的虚空，诚实的去面对它。
First, we need to acknowledge the emptiness in life and honestly face it.
不要靠自己的办法。
Do not rely on your own methods.
不要去否定，不要去想要去忘记或者否定这件事情。
We don't need to deny or deny its existence.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
八章十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 19.
罗马书八章十九节。
Romans 8, verse 19.
一起读。
Read together.
二三，受造之物、器物啊，等候神的众子显出来。二十节，因为受造之物不在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因为那叫他如此的啊。这里我们再跳到第二十二节。
Verse 22.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。保罗告诉我们了，所有受造之物都在虚空，都在叹息跟劳苦当中。
Paul says that everything that's created are groaning and suffering.
你要先承认你的人生是虚空的，如果没有神，你是虚空的。
You have to first acknowledge that in your life without God, everything is empty.
你不承认它，你就会用别的东西想要去麻醉自己。
Without acknowledging this fact that you, then you will use other things to anesthetize yourself.
怎么样麻醉呢？
Then how do you numb yourself?
比较极端的方法就是用酗酒啊、吸毒啊那些来麻醉了。
The most extreme way is to drink or take drugs.
啊，这也解释为什么有一些有钱的明星啊、球星啊，他们有钱有名之后反而去吸毒。
This would explain why some celebrities and athletes with so much wealth, they still take drugs.
啊，那些好莱坞的明星啊，不吸毒的很少啊。
Those Hollywood celebrities, very few of them do not take drugs.
他们有一些 secret party 啊，有一些秘密的舞会啊。
They have some secret parties that they attend that you cannot even go in.
那里面呢，有很多毒品啊。
Inside, they have a lot of drugs.
啊，有很多女人啊。
There are so many women.
啊，最近不是那个 Epstein file 在美国也是燃烧吗？
Nowadays, isn't it very prominent? Talking about the Epstein file.
那些秘密舞会、秘密的俱乐部的人都是什么啊？
Those secret clubs, secret parties. Who are those that attended?
亿万富豪。
These are billionaires and multi-billionaires.
政治人物。
Politicians.
公司大老板。
The owners of corporations.
明星。
Celebrities.
因为他们心中虚空啊。
Because they're empty in their hearts.
所以他要找寻找刺激来麻醉自己。
Therefore, they would like some stimulations, numb themselves.
其实啊，用那些麻醉自己反而更虚空。
Actually, the more they want to numb themselves, the more empty they become.
你没有办法想象哈佛的前校长也在那个 file 里面，对不对？
You can never think that the previous, president of Harvard is also listed in the category.
现在爆出来了。
Nowadays, it has been exposed.
身败名裂。
The name has been ruined.
不用坐牢，都已经偷笑了。
Without being jailed, you are already ashamed.
以后会不会坐牢？不知道。
In the future, would this person go to jail? You don't know.
是不是空啊？你追到最后，你得到什么？
After all this pursuit in life, what do you acquire?
不要以为那些白领啊、那些有钱人啊、那些社会领袖啊、什么高官啊，都是人上人啊。
Don't think that all these white collar people who are billionaires or leaders in the society that these are the best in life.
这一张皮下面的内心如果没有神，一样是被罪捆绑。
Under this skin lies a heart that is in bondage if one person does not have God.
那也许你说我没有，我没有做那些事。
Perhaps you can claim that no, I do not commit those acts.
但是我们有时候会觉得虚空啊。
But sometimes we will feel empty ourselves too.
我们用什么东西麻醉自己？
What are the things that we use to numb ourselves?
我们常常用网络购物来麻醉自己。
Sometimes we purchase things online.
一直买。
We keep on buying things.
天天在门口都有箱子等着你。
Every day outside of your door, there is a package.
当然你说便宜啊，便宜就要买吗？
Sometimes you might say it's cheap, so of course I would have to buy it.
你不需要的东西买一大堆做什么？
Why do you buy so many things that you don't need?
就是心不满足啊，麻醉自己啊。
Because you're not satisfied in your heart, you have to keep on buying.
都还没有收到那个包裹了，又在网上再看了。
Before you even receive the package, you keep on shopping for another one.
买了又没用，又丢到车库。
After you buy it, you realize it's no use, you throw it to your garage.
所以很多人的车库都是不是放车子的。
So many garages do not contain cars.
啊，不好意思，我不是讲你哦，不知道没有去过你家。
Sorry, I've not gone to your house. I'm not talking about you.
很多人的家都是放箱子，
Many
啊，这个车库都是放箱子。
Houses are filled with boxes, even in their garages.
啊，有一些人呢，用看韩剧来麻醉自己的虚空。
Some people watch Korean movies in order to numb themselves.
Drama 啊
，drama.
Movie 还好，是一套而已，一个钟而已。
Movies is good enough. It's only 1 hour. Korean dramas.
Episode 就几十个钟的。
Tens of hours of time is needed to watch these episodes.
追啊，这姐妹比较多啊，通常。不好意思，又猜到了。
Sisters are more often addicted to this.
为什么
？Why？
现实当中啊，得不到爱。
Because you cannot receive love in the reality of life.
啊，没有一个开心的婚姻。
You don't have a happy, wonderful marriage.
啊，去找那个韩剧里面呢，里面那个韩剧那个男生，哇，皮肤又白。
You look for that guy.
皮肤比女生还好。
In the Korean episodes, they're so
又温柔。
They're so good skinned. Their skin complexion is even better than the girls.
都不会发脾气的。
They're so gentle. They never
那都是假的，不存在的。
Vent their anger. Those are fake. It doesn't exist.
你要找那些你满足你的虚空的心，你要找爱，你要找那些，找错了。
But you want to look for love, and you look for those to satisfy your heart, and those are wrong.
你要找满足感，往那些东西找，找不到了。
You want to look for satisfaction, and you pursue that way, you will not find them.
你只会说看到最后一集，说啊，怎么又没有了？
Then you will go to the last episode, and you yearn for more, and say there's no more.
有个姐妹在追韩剧。
There's one sister that's following this episode.
看到最后一集，她不敢看。
When she arrived at the last episode, she did not dare to look at it.
人家就问她：“你是追到最后一集，为什么不敢看
？”You have dwelled into the last episode. Why didn't you just enjoy the last one?
她说：“因为我看了，看完就没有了。
”Because she said, after I look at the last episode, then there's no more.
哎呀，这种空虚感。
Then I have to suffer this emptiness.
所以很想看，但是又不敢看。
I want to see, but I don't dare to see.
哎呀。这很可怜啊
！So pitiful, right?
如果你想要得到爱，来追世界，你是还是会叹息。
If we want to receive love, we pursue it in this world. Finally, you will also sigh.
有一些男生，哦，他很虚空，他很寂寞，他很孤单。
There are some men who are very lonely and feel that they are alone.
他就找网络色情啊。
So they look for these porn sites online.
啊，也是很虚空，到最后也是叹息。
These are emptiness in the end, they also sigh.
所以我们要怎么样来超越这个叹息
？So how can we supersede, transcend all this sighing?
承认你的虚空，你的叹息，没有人可以解决。
Firstly, acknowledge that no one can satisfy your sighing and your emptiness.
只有一位可以解决。
There's only one person who can do that.
这位就是爱我们的、救我们的主耶稣基督。
This is the Lord Jesus Christ, the person who loves us and saves us.
哦，我们看回来刚刚的罗马第八章啊。
Let's refer back to Romans chapter 8.
第21节。
Verse 21.
罗马八章21节。
Romans 8, verse 21.
我们一起读。
Read together.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。哇，这里保罗就把超越虚空、超越叹气的这个方法告诉了我们。
Here Paul tells us the secret to transcend all this emptiness.
没有错，你在虚空之下。怎么办
？It's true, we are under vanity. What do we do?
你要认识救主。
First, we have to know the Savior.
这位救主就是神亲自成为肉身的耶稣基督。
This Savior is God Himself who became man, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道我们人很可怜。
He understands and pities all us men.
从出生那一刻，这是哭着来的。我们人是哭着来的。
From the day of our birth, we cried as we entered into the world.
叹息一辈子。
We sigh all our lifetime.
很多人是哭着走的。
Some people cried as they leave the earth.
因为太心不甘了，我一辈子就这样过了吗？
Because they feel that they have earned everything and they really feel reluctant to leave.
我得到一切，但是我要失去一切。
I have earned everything and yet I will lose everything.
哇，被很多东西捆绑。
I have been under the bondage of all these things.
你看这些刚刚爆出来的这丑闻的那些人，他不是很懊恼自己吗
？So all these scandals that have been exposed, aren't they going to be ashamed?
哇，被人家新闻讲要上国会的听证会。
They have to be going under the scrutiny of the media and then going to Congress.
要辞职。
They have to leave their position.
败坏了，他的生命被败坏了。
Their lives have been corrupted.
也许外面是穿着最贵的西装、名牌的衣服，戴着金表、手表。
Perhaps they are adorned with the best looking watches and the highest class suits.
就是金玉其外，败絮其中。
Aside from all this glamour outside, inside is corrupt.
人如果没有跟神连接, 都是败坏。
If a person is not connected to God, then he is corrupt.
就像我们的身体器官。
Just as all the organs of our bodies.
如果这只手断掉了, 它在室温之下, 一下子就腐烂了, 就败坏了。
If our hand is cut off from our arm, then it will decompose immediately under room temperature.
没有神的生命, 我们就是败坏。
Without the life of God, we all will corrupt.
怎么样重新得到生命?
So how can we regain this life?
这里要得享神儿女自由的荣耀啊。
We have to gain this glory being children of God.
原来原文就是说, 也翻译说, 进入神自儿女自由的荣耀。
To enter into the freedom of the glory of the children of God in the original text.
什么叫做自由?
What is the meaning of freedom?
今天我们 因为左派的思想影响了全美国、全世界，很厉害。
Because of left-wing ideas, it has infiltrated throughout the United States in a severe way.
左派的思想就是我要做什么就可以做什么，这就是自由。
Left-wing ideas, they define freedom as I can do whatever I wish to do.
我定义我的性别。I
define my own gender.
我定义我要我所谓的 happiness, 我的快乐是什么。
I define what would make me happy.
所以我想做什么我就做什么。
So whatever I want to do, I can do it. You cannot obstruct it.
你不要加处我, 你不要审判我。
You do not judge me.
这是左派的思想。
These are left-wing ideas.
影响美国, 还有美国又影响全世界, 过去几十年, 这个世界就败坏了。
In the past few decades, this type of ideas have infiltrated through the United States and the whole world and have corrupted it.
透过媒体, 透过娱乐, 透过这些思想。
Through media or entertainment and all these ideologies.
但是真理不是这样啊。
But yet, the truth is not like that.
什么叫做自由?
What is the meaning of freedom?
自由不是你想做什么就做什么。
Freedom does not mean that you can do whatever you wish.
自由是你不想做什么，你可以控制自己不去做。
Freedom is defined as you can not do those things that you don't want to do.
这个欲望是不好的。
This desire is not good.
就是你有一点想去做。
But you feel a little inclined to do.
但是你靠神，你靠真理。
But you rely on the truth and you rely on God.
我够了，我不要去踏过这个界限。
It's enough for me. I will not step over the boundary.
这个禁果好像很好吃，但是我已经有神给我的。
This forbidden fruit seems good, but I already have what God gave me.
我不要得罪神。
I will not offend God.
我有我需要我吃的，我可以吃的，有我的 portion.
I have my own portion allotted for me.
我不要碰那些不是该我的。
I don't want to touch those that are not allotted for me.
这个叫做真自由。
This is true freedom.
我不去做我不想做的事。
I will not do those things that I don't want to do.
这个就是成为神的儿女的真自由、真荣耀啊。
This is the freedom of the glory of being the children of God.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章,
John chapter 8,
第32节,
verse 32.
约翰八章32节,
John 8, verse 32.
我们一起读, 大声读,
Let's read together loudly.
一二三, 你们必要晓得真理, 真理必叫你们得以自由。 原来真自由跟普通的自由是不一样的。
It turned out that real true freedom is different from the freedom as defined in the society.
假自由就是被罪捆绑。
Fake freedom is to be in bondage of sin.
所以这里也是证明，这也是解释为什么美国是全世界最自由的地方，也是罪恶最充满的地方。
This also can explain why the United States is such a free country, and yet it is the most filled with sin.
因为没有真理，没有遵行真理。
It doesn't obey the truth.
但现在主耶稣，我们要回到主耶稣的话上面。
But now we return to the words of Jesus.
你不想被劳苦重担叹息说。
You don't want to sigh because of your labor and toil.
你要遵行真理。
You have to obey the truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
福音就是真理。
The gospel is the truth.
你愿意重新得到没有叹息的人生吗？
Are you willing to once again receive a life that is without sighing?
我们来唱。